Patience. We'll give you some examples on patience. All the things that I had took for granted, I had to gain them, regain them. One of them was my driver's license. I got 3 DUIs back to back to back. Lost my license and I was not able to get them until like 10 years later. So the time comes for me to get my license. And all that time, I had to wait like 10 years. What did I do? I rode public transportation. I did the best I could. Sometimes I would sneak and drive. But I got caught this one time and I said to myself, this is it. I've been patient long enough. Let me go get my license. And I went through what I had to go through. I went through some treatments, some programs, did that, paid all my fines, and pew, patience, finally got those licenses. Another incident was a place to live. When I had relocated to my new environment, I didn't have a place to live. People that I thought was going to allow me to live with them, they refused me. So I was out there for a little bit. Back deep in my mind, in my subconscious mind, I knew I was going to get a place. All I had to do was be patient. And probably about 3 months, 4 months later, I was in my own apartment. And another incident where I had to be patient was child support. When I relocated, I was $20,000 behind in child support. And again, deep in my subconscious mind, I knew that I would go through time. As I go through time, I would catch up and pay it all off. And that is what I used for the whole 14, 15 years for me to completely pay child support off. And it was with patience. If it wasn't for patience, I wouldn't have done none of that. Great lesson. Whatever you want, be patient. And that patience is a virtue. I've experienced it. Patience is a virtue. All right. Let's start with this. You got to know what you want in life. And it took me some time to figure that out, but I got it. But in the beginning, as a kid, you want to be what is really broadcasted at the time. I wanted to be a football player. I wanted to be an NBA star. I wanted to be all those things that didn't happen. So here I am with reality. What do I want? Well, I had to go back over my life and see what I was good at. And one of the areas that I was real dominant and is energy. When I come around, you can feel the energy. I'm ready to do something, not knowing what that something was, but I knew I had to do something. So that was one of the strengths that I had. I had energy, and then I had a mouth. I could talk, and I could talk where I could persuade people. So it had to be in an area of communication, social, whatever. But anyway, you go through life trying to figure out what it is that you want, and it's what you're good at. And then when other people let you know what you're good at, you kind of hang around in that area there. Some of the problems I ran into in figuring out who I was and what I wanted to do was an instant gratification. You know, if it didn't happen right away, you know, I would get bored with it and really miss the opportunity in figuring out who I was. But mistake after mistake, trial after trial, quitting, pouting, being impatient, all those negative things that will not give you your identity in who you are and what you want to do, all those things were dominant. And as I began to go through time, began to look back and see the things that were stopping me from being who I wanted to be and doing what I love to do and knowing what I wanted. And here's where it all started coming together. Patience. Begin to study the word patience. I begin to experience it. I begin to love it. And things started being clear, started coming more clear to me. And one of the things that started to really brighten was who I was. I started to understand who I was and what I wanted. And the things that I wanted, oh my goodness, they are big. They are big things. You know, I'm just going to snap on a few of them. One thing that I love is freedom. I don't need another human being to direct me, to give me directions in doing this or doing that. I think that should just come natural. You should never want another man or another human being in giving you directions on who you are and what you should be doing. You should figure that out for yourself. But that is an area right there that really, really motivated me, and that is being patient. And I learned through patience that I could get anything that I want, anything that I desired, things that I needed. All I had to do was be patient. And through patience, I learned how to listen. You listen, you think, and then you act. Whereas when I was impatient and didn't know who I was and what I wanted, I would listen, then act, and then think about it. Too late. So I began to reverse the order and listen, think, and that all that is patience is taking its place. But I learned how to find myself through patience, through forgiveness, through persistence, through never quitting. When I want something, I never quit. I wanted to quit smoking crack. I wanted to stop smoking weed. I'm telling my age here now because they don't call it those words. They don't use those words these days for that. What is it these days? Cannabis? You know, PC, whatever it is. But anyway, I wanted to stop doing that. And in doing that, I was just patient. It was a lot of patience. Patience and staying away from people, places, and things that would not give me my true identity. So, just look up patience. Just keep it right there. We got a long. I got the rest of my life to keep doing these little podcasts, whatever you want to call them. But we're just gonna chip away at this. Being patient, and being patient, I want you to remember these three things right here. Listen. What are you listening for? You're listening to who you are. It comes from the inside. We operate from the outside. From the inside out, not the outside in. Listen. And when you listen on the inside, it's going to give you, you're going to hear a voice. And that voice is going to tell you the truth. Everything's inside of you. Everything you're looking for, identity, what your gifts are, is inside of you. So listen. Listen. Then after you listen, don't act. Just think. And keep it right there. Just think. And after you're finished thinking, think about it, sleep on it, then you act. And we are going to dissipate right there. Act. And then in the next little podcast, we'll go even a step further. Thank you for listening.